It's why. Because.
This is why we can't.
After 3 years.
Nice things.
These people don't go away. It's why we can't have nice things. It's always about, you know, looking at the other side. Let's do a couple of good stories, first of all, by those out there, police departments. In fact, Fort Worth just got our new police chief, which was the Dallas police chief. But what would they have a new Seattle police chief? In fact, Seattle Police Department has named 11-year-old Inomar Reyes Jr. as chief for a day.
Aww.
Yeah. Inomar has been fighting leukemia since 2024, but has actually thrived and is in remission. So great news.
Amazing.
And he will later on this week take over the, as an 11-year-old, Seattle Police Department. So they're actually pretty excited, and they actually think they might be able to do something for a change.
Whoa.
There. Yeah, yeah. They've been having some issues up there. Yeah.
You know, you think that Florida men are bad? Well, it also comes in equal opportunity varieties, as Marsha Morgan is in big trouble for allegedly TPing a neighbor's car while dressed like a hot dog.
That makes sense.
Yeah, shocking. She was drunk at the time, allegedly, uncooperative, had no excuse for her actions. She's now facing a few different charges. You know, I don't care what Costco says, Marsha. It is not Halloween.
Man.
No way.
That's one person trying to fill up their full bingo card in one fell swoop.
Dum, 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 dum.
Atta girl.
Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. Did you talk any about this over the week? Because Big X the Plug had his little album coming out. So he's a Dallas rapper, and he's been seen taking up the Margaret Hunt Hill Bridge and doing video shoots with Shaboozy and the like. But apparently, Big X the Plug is into country music now and had his big planned country music album release on Friday.
Yes.
Right before it got popped.
Ooh.
And pulled over.
Dang
and
it.
Arrested on Thursday nights. Yeah, he was taken into a Dallas County jail early Friday, overnight morning. Charges of marijuana possession, unlawful possession of a firearm. Big X the Plug was pulled over. Driving a truck without a front license plate. And during that stop, then all that stuff ended up coming in. It's not as misrepresenting. Not first run in with the law, so the charges could be a little more severe on this.
For sheezy.
But he bonded out and then had himself a little, well, he had his own little trilateral showiversary by finally getting his CD out there. He has taken the Morgan Wallen route. So.
Dum, 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 dum.
Maybe there's something to that. Big X, the plug.
You ever forget a snack, a drink, or even your wallet at a rest stop?
Or a plug.
Take heart. You could have just forgotten your wife. A man in Romania.
Again?
Yeah, I know. This one's in Romania. Apparently, he didn't notice she was missing until he was on the road for 3 hours. She was later found in a bus. 42 miles away. The highway patrol over in Romania was very instrumental in reuniting everyone. Related news, she will now win any argument for the next quarter century. Minimum.
They don't have cell phones over there? This is like the third time we've heard of this this year.
Honey?
Well, speaking of weird marital issues, let us go to a 49-year-old Indian man. That's all I have for this, but jailed in Singapore. So this 49-year-old guy, native of India, jailed for committing bigamy in Singapore, which is the act of marrying several people simultaneously. So the man married a colleague while he was still married to his first wife of 15 years. And he got caught when he visited his second wife at the hospital. That his first wife was working in. The man was there because the second wife had given birth to their first child, and then the first wife was like, what are you, hi,
excuse me,
what are we, and then the prosecutor has described the case as deception to both wives in this scenario.
Dum, 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 dum.
It's a lot of work, buddy.
Congratulations to the 2025 winner of the Hambone Award.
Yeah.
It goes to a Belgian Malinois named Zia. You see, he was walking with his owner in Northern California when a raging bull took after his person. But Zia was not having it. He stepped right in, fought off the beast, and made it out with a full recovery.
Wow.
He is missing a tooth.
No.
And did manage to beat out Duke the Lab that ate an entire spatula and Foxtrot, The Great Dane swallowed a whole turkey leg.
There you go.
Bless you. Bullfighting.
Bless you to all those involved. Hope you win a Marconi. And then finally, let's go to everybody's favorite eatery, a Texas Roadhouse.
Mm.
And this one in North Carolina, and a guy there is facing charges for assaulting a restaurant worker.
Uh-oh.
He brought his dog.
Uh-huh.
They wouldn't let the dog eat at the table.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a restaurant.
And it wasn't a service dog or anything like that, so 49-year-old Gary Scholler got insane and went a little nuts. Chucked a plate at their head that had some food in it. All the people there started screaming obscenities and reportedly, yes, built a bit a server. Mm-hmm. 7 stitches, all that. Cops arrested him. He's facing charges of assault. No word on the dog.
So dog? The band bit him, not the dog.
Yeah. Oh. And the dog had all the shots, not the guy.
Dumb,
yeah.
Dumb,
but he had to lay it out in the parking lot. You know how the way it is.